Getting close to the end of that book you're reading and not sure what to read next? Well, if you like short stories, we can solve your problem in the next 4 minutes. Here's a book recommendation from Nancy Pearl with Marcy Silman.
You've brought in a collection of short stories for us today.
I have indeed. It's called Daydreams of Angels. It's by a woman named Heather O'Neill, who is a guest often on This American Life. This is her first collection of stories. She has written novels before. And over the years, I've talked about how much I enjoy quirky books. I would say that these short stories, which are all kind of fairy tales, have, well, more than a bit of a quirk. Let me give you an example. The first story, which is called The Gypsy and the Bear, begins with a young boy telling a story to his toy soldiers. And the story is about a gypsy and his bear. But he's called away to dinner. And when he leaves, the gypsy and the bear are left with the bare outlines of what they know of the boy's story, but then go on to make their own story within that. I mean, when I read this first story, The Gypsy and the Bear, I thought, why has nobody else written that? That's so interesting. What happened? I mean, people have approached it in different ways.
Well, I was just thinking of the movie Toy Story.
Yes, yes, that one. And yeah, and I was thinking of a Jasper Ford, where you go inside of books and the characters live their lives. But to do it this way with a young boy and this gypsy and the relationship between the gypsy and the bear, it was just brilliant.
We have talked a lot about novels recently, so this is the first collection of short stories you've brought in a while. And I was thinking about the discipline of keeping it tight and focused in a small piece that requires something quite skillful.
Absolutely. And I think that what it requires is a recognition on the part of the writer that every word matters, that you can't throw in a sentence or two or a paragraph or a chapter because you're attached to it. I mean, every sentence has to matter.
Well, I was just wondering, when somebody goes to creative writing school, do they start them with short stories and then you have the discipline to create something and then they let you expand? They do that with journalism, by the way.
Oh, that's interesting, because I don't know what they do. I think some people come to MFA programs interested in novel writing, and some people come interested in short stories. But I think sometimes ideas come to writers and they see them as a novel, or the ideas are too big for a short story to contain. But on the other hand, the kind of promise of a short story is that you, the reader, will take it even further.
Well, the idea of the title Daydreams of Angels got me to think, well, a daydream is not a novel, and an angel is fleeting, so maybe this is the perfect title for a book of short stories.
They are like daydreams in a way. These are not realistic tales. Again, I think for the last month, I've just talked about books that I've just found the writing to be so wonderful. And this is another one. This is from a short story called The Story of a Rose Bush, about a young girl. Here's a story from her grandmother, of her grandmother's experiences in occupied France during World War II. But she describes her grandmother this way. Grandmother had a soft voice, as if she had been eating powdered donuts all day long.
Wow.
I mean, I love that. I mean, she just does, somebody pointed this out, but she does similes, I think, better than anybody.
The collection of short stories is called Daydreams of Angels. Thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you, Marcy.
KUOW Seattle, Marcy Silman there, and Nancy Pearl recommending some reads for you. And if you want to find all of Nancy's recommendations, just go to our website, KUOW.org. That one was Daydreams of Angels by Heather O'Neill.